following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Golic, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
Hi, folks. Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus program, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition, a national championship edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. What rhymes with Kentucky? Lucky. That's right. There you go. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Man, I had two of the, my finalists were in the final four, and I told you the only thing that could really mess this up is Kentucky beating Connecticut in the finals, and that's exactly what's going to happen tonight. That's exactly what's going to happen tonight. You can't say for sure. But you look at the way Florida played. I'm just getting right into it, Jim Langan. Florida, that was the most disappointing thing, and not because I picked them to win the national championship. My comment was, didn't have all the graphics on it, and you just showed that game. Didn't know what month it was. Didn't know anything about it. You would have thought Florida was a 10-20 ball club. I was so disappointed in the way they played on Saturday with no allegiance to Florida whatsoever. And yes, I wanted them to win. Yes, I had them picked. But, I mean, numerous times you said, they're just standing there. They're just standing there. And it just baffles me how when you get to the point of playing for a national champion, I don't know if they froze. I don't know if they got intimidated. They jumped out to a 16-4 lead. And then it was just like, I mean, I don't even know who to give. I mean, it's like Penn State took their uniforms and went out there and started playing.
You know, one thing, Doug, is UConn played pretty well. And did their coach kept telling them to be assertive and aggressive and keep going to the hole. And they took some shots. And they did some things pretty well. I mean, I like the way when they took a shot, they did send one and a half guys to the board, you know, sometimes two guys to the offensive glass, and got some putbacks, got some rebounds, got some second chance points. But they also had a lot of first time shots, you know, and every time Florida would cut it to like 6 or 8 in the second half, they came right back and got it right up to 10. So they never gave Florida that opportunity. And then Florida was always slowly getting the ball before, never could get a transition. They were working the shot clock. They were the team down 10. And then when it got to the 4-minute mark, they took some really poor shots.
Well, they had given up.
Yeah.
I mean, for lack of a better, what did Connecticut make? Was it like 11 or 12 in a row in the second half? Like from the 16, it is approximate, like from the 16-minute mark down to the 4-minute mark. And then I then the game was over, so you kind of quit hearing them talk about it. But Connecticut made like 11 or 12 consecutive shots. They'd run the shot clock down, and they'd make the shot. But I would like to know how many jump shots Florida took in that basketball game.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
It was atrocious, Jimmy. I mean, congratulations. Obviously, Connecticut is the bad matchup for Florida because they beat them twice. Okay? They beat them twice and give them their due. But to be the number one team in the country and to perform the way they did, I mean, Michigan State at least played well and Connecticut beat them. You know, Wichita State played well and lost. Florida played as bad as they could have possibly played after the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Doug, what's sad about that, too, is the fact that, I mean, if you lose a one-point game, and, you know, sometimes, you know, that bad taste you have in your mouth about, God, we just had one play, we were one play short, you know. But Florida, you know, they won some games in the tournament. I mean, they won 30 basketball games.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a nice season, but this is not how they wanted it to end. You know, and it reminds you sometimes with Nebraska football lately with some of the listeners here, Nebraska football, when, you know, they work so hard, you know, and they win, they have three comebacks 1 year, and then they put themselves in the Big Ten championship game, and then to get beat like 68-22 or whatever, and you're going, oh my. So you get that bad taste when you have that performance there like that. And, you know, and I think Florida, you know, I mean, let's be honest about it. That is what happened. And it was unlike the Wisconsin-Kentucky game where both teams played fairly well. Both teams competed well. Both teams did a really good job. I thought Wisconsin gave themselves a great opportunity to win. Look how many free throws they had. I know they missed one late. But, yeah. I mean, when you go up to somebody, hey, you choked. You made 24 out of 25 free throws. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's hard to do in an Elks free throw hoop shoot contest. And you're only just standing there.
It was. I'll tell you that. Yeah, it was 20,
but,
I think, some.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I don't know. I guess I don't have the exact amount of free throws that Wisconsin hit, but I think at one time they were 22.
Out of 20.
Yeah, they were 22 out of 22 at one time. So they really played well and gave themselves an opportunity to win. And that came down to, you know, that's one of those games that comes down to one shot, one possession. But it's in basketball and in football, when somebody hits a field goal at the gun, and it's good, or somebody hits a basket, or you miss that field goal. Man, it's amazing the difference in how people feel about it. You know, because you play just as well.
Yeah.
You know, you participated and you played pretty well. But to have it just be that big of a deal, you know, when you win or you lose. And look at Auburn and Florida State in football this year. So it'll be interesting to see how this championship game's played out.
Spread's still about 2.5, I believe, in favor of Kentucky, which I am surprised about. I think part of that is UConn has beaten some really, really good basketball teams, but so is Kentucky. I mean, they beat Louisville, they beat Michigan, and then they win this basketball game over Wisconsin. I am surprised that Kentucky is not a bigger favorite.
Doug, that's a good point, though. I think when we'll look back at this, people will come back and they'll go, oh, look at this. This is an amazing that you had a 7 seed, an 8 seed, or a 9 seed, or whatever seed they were. They were probably misseeded by the NCAA. When Kentucky and UConn, let's just think about their history. And, you know, how many national championships, you know, do those people participate in that sport? And for them to get there, they really had to make some moves. They had to beat some 1 seeds and some really good teams. Where if you're a 1 seed, something you get to beat a 16 seed, then you get to beat a maybe a 9 or an 8 that maybe shouldn't even be on that line. You know what I mean? So I guess they're going to look back at these two teams beat some really good basketball teams. And one of them, well, I think both of them have been, you know, every game has been fairly close. I mean, they have, you know, they've got some breaks, too. If you're going to be real honest about it, I mean, you can go up there. I get tired of hearing about it. Oh, yeah, we knew we were going to win this game. You know, we just believed in ourselves. Yeah, okay, and you won by a point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, sometimes you got to have a break or two when you win those close games.
I mean, the same kid has hit the same three-pointer three straight games to win it for Kentucky. And Saturday, it was the only three-pointer he took in the entire game, and it was a 25-footer. You know, the analysts were going off, well, you can't let – I mean, I'm screaming at the TV because I want Wisconsin to win for a variety of reasons that had not really a lot to do with them being in the Big Ten. But I'm just screaming at the TV as they're bringing the ball down the floor, don't let them shoot a three. If they score a two, we're going to overtime, or you're going to get the ball back with a couple of seconds left, which they did anyway. And then I do feel bad because you know what? That kid from Wisconsin played good defense. He's out above the three-point line. The Kentucky kid, Harrison, made an outstanding shot. I'll take my chances on that every single time. I mean, he's almost standing out of bounds, and he drains that. You got to let him. You got to get right on him and make him drive by you. Well, if you're leaving your shorts there on the floor and he goes in for a game tying layup, then you're going to say, "What are you guarding him 30 feet away from the hoop for?" I thought it was good defense.
I think one thing that's forgotten in this whole deal was how well UConn played defense the possession before that, and some kid.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. UConn played great defense.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Wisconsin, Kentucky.
Yeah, Wisconsin kid pulls up.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin kid pulls up with 1 second on the shot clock and does a head fake and gets this guy to leave his feet. And when he left his feet, this guy didn't take a normal shot. He thought, "You've lost your feet. I'm going to make sure that I throw my body into you so I get to shoot three free throws."
Well played.
Yeah, well, yeah, but let's say that the game ends like that. That player is going to be stuck, you know, like they said, everything's going to be on him. And why did you do that? Why did you lose your feet? Why did you go with the head fake? But, you know, somebody else comes down and hits a three. Now we don't have to worry about that. We'll just go on and play another game.
Well, it's tonight. Coverage all day long here on ESPN Radio. Tip-off is set for 8:10, and it comes down to Dennis from Kearney. He's rooting for UConn, and it's coming down to Larry from Kearney. He is rooting for Connecticut for the grand prize in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, brought to you by Cunningham's and Bud Light, with great, great, great gifts. 32-inch Toshiba TV and Sharp audio system, plus $150 in Cunningham's cash going to one of those two. And then we have got pizza a month for a year from Papa John's, more Cunningham's cash, golf at Prairie Hills, Royals tickets, Godfathers of Hastings. We've got spring game tickets to the Huskers. We've got Big Dally's Deli, Sean Callahan's book. We've got over 80 prizes that we're going to be sending out. The best NCAA Tournament Challenge in the state of Nebraska, Doug and Daddy Show, when it comes down to either Dennis from Kearney or Larry from Kearney. In fact, I was telling producer Jeff before the show today, I saw on one of the Lincoln radio station sports talk shows, they're done. In the city of Lincoln, all their entries, nobody Kentucky, nobody Connecticut. We had two Kentucky, one Connecticut. So where do you think the geniuses are? That's right. They listen to the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dick Buechner. He is going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, and of course, he has had a lot to do with the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. So we'll talk not only about his induction, but about some of the other folks that are going in, because it's a heck of a class, and we'll do that after this timeout.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What does green sound like?
You're getting warm. Warmer.
Ah, that's it.
It's time for Bridgestone's Rethink Green promotion. Now through April 30th, when you purchase a set of Ecopia or any of our other most fuel-efficient tires, including the all-new Dueler Alenza Plus, you'll receive a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Cheers to fewer trips to the gas pump. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Expiration applies. E-store.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated shower or thunder shower possible, especially in the midday and this afternoon with a high at 60. Northwest winds will turn breezy at 12 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. I got to do my taxes so I can hopefully get a refund. If you've already got yours, maybe it's time to see a new or pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership on a beautiful day like this. Stop by and see them, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can see them online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way with their everyday low, hassle-free prices. And as Andy told us last week when he stopped by the studio a couple of days, they have as many new and pre-owned vehicles actually on the lot as they have ever had right now at Midway. So a great selection, and it's on hand today for you. The Midway Auto Dealership's Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, it came out on Friday to be published Saturday and Sunday, and we are talking about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. And when you've done it 20-plus years, and this will be the 21st, you always see some names, and you go, wow, you know, there's still so many great athletes, coaches to be inducted in there. And we are pleased to welcome in Dick Buechner. Of course, everybody knows Dick from a variety of different spots. And first off, Dick, thanks for coming in and being selected to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug. Before we do that, though, you know, I listen to you guys quite a bit. And I never really know if I'm going to listen to Dick Vitale or Jimmy the Greek. Shoot the rock, baby. You know what I mean. Look at that man go. Plus, before we get into that, I watched the Wisconsin game, and I wanted Wisconsin to win for a variety of reasons, too. But I really felt maybe the two announcers were as biased as I listened to for a long time in regard to how much they wanted Kentucky to win. Plus, I didn't think the game was officiated like the games were during the regular season. I just felt, and I want to ask the Mr. Official right here what he thought, because I thought that had a bearing on the way the game came out.
You know what is really interesting to me, and you know as well as I do, I worked the NCAA, but I did not work it at that level. You know, I worked a lot at UNK right. games and Fort Hays State and the Rocky Mountain, and I've done some GPAC games. But I, if somebody drives to the hole and just barrels their head down and takes off and goes to the hoop, and the defense is playing defense, you got to reward the defense at some time. Now, I know not every one of them is going to go your way. Not every block charge is going to go your way. Not every. And not only that, some different guys are going to see them a little different, even on your crew. But I was just amazed, like you said, that to me, it seemed that they could just put their head down and drive, and every single time that we're going to shoot free throws instead of reward them. Because there were a couple times where I felt that, you know, that definitely, that was a charge. And I know they've changed a little bit on the way the block charge has been called a little bit. And I don't know if that's good. I guess that's a comment I'll make. What's your feeling then?
Well, I'm not sure, but I was disappointed because I'm not sure I like the brand of basketball right now, because that was their offense three-quarters of the time to put their shoulder down and drive to the basket. Mm-hmm. And lots of other teams are doing it too, but I just don't like that, because I don't think that's basketball, and they're not really trying to make the shot. They're throwing the ball up, they're hoping to get a foul, and they do most of the time.
That was Florida. That's why I was so disgusted with the way they were playing. There was no jump shots. They stood around and they tried to one-on-one the game. You know, it was just one-on-one. Yeah. Whenever they decided, they ran no offense.
No, I agree, but anyway, it's quite an event, and that to me, there's about three or four events during the year that are really hyped up. One's the Final Four, the other is the Masters, the Super Bowl. You know, the media does a heck of a job building it up. Now, whether there's going to be that many people watch tonight, I don't know, for a variety of reasons. Connecticut's had their problems. I'm not a one-and-done guy. I thought Bo Ryan was really good. He said the last time I knew about one-and-done was my mother told me I could have one and I was done. So it was pretty good. But anyway, we can talk about the Hall of Fame. We're not going to talk about me, but I'm honored to be selected to go into the Hall of Fame, and I was not on the selection committee, Doug and Jim. And I want to make it clear that the city of Kearney has done a great job before I got here 27 years ago with the state cross country. I mean, that's something, and I'm going to pay everybody in Kearney a compliment whenever they do anything here in Kearney, like Koster, like Mark Bauer with the wrestling, like the events center. Everybody does it well, and people like to come back. And I think that's a real tribute to everything that we do in our area, not just Kearney, Nebraska, but the whole area. So the cross country's been here for a long time, and the state golf is here now, and we hope we can keep it. We had a couple, and now we only have one. But that's not all about me. That's about other people. And the same thing about the Hall of Fame. It's not all about me. It's not all about the coaches that are going in, because you can't be a great coach unless you have some good players. And high school, it's a little more cyclical, although there are some people in the state of Nebraska that do a pretty good job of recruiting on the high school level. But at the same time, a coach can screw up good players. So you have to be able to do everything. And Langdon knows all about that. Not screwing people up.
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or what, but no. I do know this. I did coach golf a couple years, and one year we won a state championship.
Yeah, Aaron Rasmussen was a great player.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was going to say, I didn't talk to him about anything except, hey, hang in there, yeah, you'll be fine. Or we talked a little golf on the way, but I never gave him any advice. I worked with my 4 and 5 guys a lot. We were trying to hit 5 irons down the middle and just keep the ball in the fairway. And if we could shoot, 84, 85, we could use that score. So if one of them could come in and do that.
That must be why Bassnett now knows how to play his irons.
Yeah, he definitely would. Definitely.
He has told me numerous times, and this is funny, and you take it. I don't care how you win a state title, but he goes, yep, we still have the highest team score in the history of state champions. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You won that year. You won that day.
Well, I'll tell you what happened that year. It's not a big deal because, at no time, but what's kind of interesting was that, Dick, how this works, is it rained a tremendous amount, an absolutely ridiculous amount. And the guy at Pioneer said, nope, you're playing the ball down.
Ooh.
And the guy at Class A was played in the place close to the airport, whatever that.
Highlands.
And he said, nope, we're playing. Pick it up, clean it. And drop it, and you can move the ball with your club head, more than a club length with your club. So they played it by entirely different rules than we did at the other place. And then after we got done, we were in C1, and in the C2 then played at like noon or started at noon. We were at like 8 in the morning. They let them play that other rule. So we were the only group that had to play the ball down.
And yeah. You overcame, you adapted.
Well, maybe it was a good news that we got to do that because, they played that way because we won that way.
Well, I never did take Aaron's driver out of his bag. Did you?
No, I never did, but I did. Took 3 out at one time at Southern Hills at Adams Central, at the Adams Central Golf Course. I took some clubs out of some kids' bag. You heard that story, evidently, huh?
No, anyway.
Well, let's talk. Also, Dick Beechner with us in studio here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The exciting thing I know with the hall now is that there's actually something to go see.
Right. If you and Jim have not been there, as well as anybody that's listening, we opened Phase 2 about 6 to 8 weeks ago. And Phase 1, we took all the plaques of the people and the teams that we've honored. And that was in the hallway of the NSA building, which is across from Haymarket Ballpark. So Phase 2 is the Wally McNaught Theater, and NETV did a 17-minute introduction film for us. And I really think that's exceptional. We wanted people to feel good about Nebraska, and I think they do when they leave that, and the importance of the Hall of Fame and sportsmanship, because sportsmanship is another thing that we're trying to promote. And then a number of years ago, there were 7 people in Nebraska that wrote pages of history. And in that book, there's a page dedicated to every high school that was ever a high school. So there's a page and the picture of the school. It's not all about athletics. It's about the school. And we're trying to bring that up to date from 1995, because there have been a lot of reconsolidations and new schools like Southwest Northwest in Lincoln and North Star and so on. And then maybe the highlight of the whole thing is the Hall of Honor, and it's as nice as I've ever been in. We have a shadow box for each year, and the person's name is there. And so it'll be 1 through 19. This will be the 20th year. Then we have two 55-inch TV screens, so you can come in and you can hit the person's name and read about them, and their picture comes up. And then the other thing we did, the NSA, they actually recognized 21 sports. So we're going to have 13 designated areas for those 21 sports. So we've done the football and soccer in easy turf. Volleyball and basketball or maple. We do happen to have the scoreboard that they took out of Clay Center, which is a real old scoreboard, and then one from Dan Moore got one up from Mason City.
Mason City, yeah.
And that's one you turn by hand, and I think there was a light in there for the quarters. But so our next step will be phase three, and that will be to do an exhibit for each one of the sports. So that's what we're trying to do now. And there's a lot to see, even though it doesn't sound like a lot. And I forgot to mention about the all-school kiosk. So you can come in and bring up Pleasanton, or you can bring up Dodge. It's no longer Dodge. It's Dodge, Howell's Dodge, whichever town you're in, you say it first.
So, exactly.
Those things are important. But we are in that, and we have had some groups come through, and I think all of them have been impressed. Mike Rasmussen, who's had a career throughout Nebraska as a coach and assistant athletic director, is also our assistant executive director now. And he's working on that. While I think of it, there's an exhibit going across Nebraska. That's the Nebraska Humanity Council is sponsoring. It's a Smithsonian Institute exhibit. I went to it last week in Nebraska City. At the end of the year, it'll be in Lexington. It's going to be in St. Paul. It's going to be in Wahoo. It's going to be in Alliance. It's well worth people's times. I'm disappointed that we didn't get it in the Hall of Fame. I wasn't aware of it, or we would have worked hard. But it's in each one of those communities for 6 weeks. And it's very impressive, and anybody who likes sports will like it. One thing they've done, they have 100 players' cards or athletes' cards. I don't know where they got them. I don't think they went to the World Herald for their best 100.
Yeah.
But that's fun. So there's some things that are unique that people will like that like sports.
Let's talk about some of the folks that are going in, and I want to start this time around with the coaches, because I guess I know them all, not personally, but they have covered probably at least one of their games or events, and it starts with Roger Matheson, which ironically, their yeah. streak comes to an end on the day that he's announced into the Hall of Fame, but and we'll talk about that track streak in a little bit.
There's no question about Roger is certainly well-deserved and been deserved for a long period of time, and it's an unbelievable record. I don't care what sport you're in. To do it that many times against, I would say, much better than average competition. And I think in sports, and Jim might second what I'm going to say, sometimes when you are good and maybe not quite great, the expectations that you have and the athletes have make you better. That's especially true in team sports like football and basketball. You play up. And if you're expected to do well, you do better. And I think that's part of the Kearney High's program there. And a lot of kids come out. It's like Charlie Foster. They used to have a lot of people out for track, and numbers do make a difference. And they work for their personal best, but they also, when it comes to state track meet time, they peak out, especially on the weight side, too, with Steve Larson. They're pretty impressive.
Well, you're definitely right about that. I think there's no doubt, Dick, about the expectations. And, there's other coaches in there. What I think about in track is Dan Moore, when he was at Ansley, he always outcoached most of us because they were good in every event. And when I coach track, maybe we were going to be good in 8 or 10 events, or if I had just an exceptional athlete, we'd be good in that event. But right. One thing Kearney High has done over the years is their coaches have coached, and so they aren't just going to be good in 12 events. They're going to be good in every event, and they're going to find athletes to go ahead and get that, and gives them a great advantage over some other schools that were really good in like the 100, the 200, the 400, the 400 relay. They would just dominate those, but hey, Kearney's going to get you in some other ways. That's what's so impressive about what they've done.
Right.
We've also got Kelly Flynn from South Sioux City, 11 state championships in girls basketball. John Larson from Lincoln Southeast, won 8 championships, 560 games. And then John Peterson, who's not only done it in volleyball 15 times, but he's done it in basketball 3 times. That's quite a group of coaches there.
Maybe as good as we've had for some time. I mean, their records are almost unapproachable. I mean, just... Unfortunately, coaches do not stay in the game as long as many of these guys have for a number of reasons. But, and, you know, fame is fleeting, but these guys certainly are very deserving and have been at it. John Larson is really interesting to me. Great girls basketball coach, but he comes in and coached football a couple of years and has a state championship at Southeast. That's pretty impressive. And for anybody to coach 2 sports anymore back-to-back, it takes a toll.
Especially at that level.
No question. And we have some great athletes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the athletes. Let's start with our backyard here. Larry Riesland from Pleasanton. He was the featured in the Hub this weekend. He was the featured athlete. Buck did a nice story on Larry.
It's been a long time since he participated, and he's certainly deserving. And the record that he had, there must not have been any defense on the field. He scored 9 touchdowns, which is pretty impressive. And I wasn't aware that his coach, Pat A.V., introduced the I formation at the time, and I do believe what Larry said in the paper, that any team that plays the I has to sustain their blocks just a little bit longer, because that back is back there quite a ways, and if you're an I back in that level of football, you're going to get a lot of carries. Regardless of that, he's deserving. It's hard to believe. Stubby, as he's got a nickname, that ran a 2-flat half mile. He was a short stepper, right, Jim? But he had a he did lots of things, and way before the 3-point shot, he averaged a lot of points in basketball. And that's why we're talking about basketball. It's amazing to me that Bill Holliday still holds the record in the state of Nebraska for scoring, and he's been in the Hall of Fame for some time.
Yeah, I mean, you watch a kid like Riley Reinertsen this year who can get you 27 points a ball game, has the 3-point line, and you still go. I mean, it's just like watching McDermott, and he was not going to even get to Pete Maravich, who scored more points than him in about half as many games. Talk about some of the other athletes,
hey,
too.
Real quick about Larry Riesland. One thing Larry I liked about with the article in the Hub was Larry said, hey, yeah, I had 9 touchdowns in this game. But he says, what I'm more proud of is some games where I had 4 or 5 touchdowns against some great competition. And I think that's very true in athletics. And I hope everybody understands that if somebody gets 65 points in one basketball game and they win 105-50, I'm not impressed with that. The right. coach needed to do something to stop that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That didn't need to be done. That guy needed to be set down way before, and she needed to be set down way before. And because they didn't do that, we have a 45-point rule in basketball and some 40-point rules and some things. We have new rules in football because of that. So, but Larry was a great athlete, and it was something. And I talked to some people in Sumner, you know, about, hey, that was something else. And yeah, he was tough to stop, and he did a great job.
We've got Dick Buechner with us. Not only is he with the Hall of Fame, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame as one of the inductees this October at the Lead Center in Lincoln. It's October 5th, by the way, but a variety of other great athletes.
Gary Eichmeyer from up at Dodge.
Yeah.
He certainly had a great career there. Hunter played basketball in Omaha, then he went to KU, if I'm not mistaken. He was an outstanding player. Jerry Murtaugh certainly has had a reputation as an outstanding high school player and played at Nebraska. And I don't know if you guys read the World Herald over the weekend, but he was quoted in regard to Stevenson, who lost his life, played defensive back for Nebraska. The story's kind of sad, but there were some complimentary things about him. And Jerry Murtaugh, I think, has been coaching as a volunteer in Omaha for the last few years. Nybauer from Scotts Bluff and Ferguson. My dad told me quite a bit about Jerry Ferguson. He played it. He was a triple threat back at Scotts Bluff a long time ago. He lettered 3 years at Nebraska during when the times were not very good. Nybauer was an outstanding athlete. He did pitch some for the Braves, but not any length of time, but he was an all-around athlete at Scotts Bluff. So I think there are lots of good athletes or lots of good coaches. Probably appropriate to mention the Kropp family. It's not all about Tom Kropp. it's about the Kropp family. And so the Kropp family is pretty darn good over a period of time. And their father was an outstanding coach. And Tom's niece was a great volleyball player at Nebraska and still plays sand volleyball out on the West Coast. Two Kropps played football at UNK the last couple of years. So I think they're deserving as well. And Tom is one of the features in our video, along with Nancy Kindig Malone, who's now down in Texas. And the thing about our sportsmanship, Nancy's daughter is one of the speakers last 2 weeks ago at UNK. It was a combined effort between UNL and UNK, and she did a nice job, and she's a javelin thrower now, but she was a heck of an all-around athlete down at Fillmore Central. Those are some of the – Nancy was one of our featured persons, too, as well as Kelly Jeffries from Grand Island and Eric Strickland from Bellevue. So we had a nice cross-section of those people that – and what their interview was all about, Jim and Doug, was the fact that they spoke for all inductees. In other words, what did athletics mean to them? And Tom emphasized the fact that it's not the wins and losses. It's the people that we meet along the way. And I think that's really important that young people realize that. I don't think Matt Kuchar will forget yesterday's ending of that tournament. I don't know if you guys watched it or not. But he happens to be on my – since I'm not coaching anymore, I can participate in these fantasy things, so the NCAA doesn't find me. But here's a situation. I mean – he was very cordial. You know, you can be a gracious loser, but not a good loser. And I think that we use that a lot in sports. But here's the guy that knocks the ball in the water in the last hole. And then the guy holes out on him in the extra hole. So he's not going to forget that. But those people that watched that tournament, they're going to know who Bob Jones is now. You know, the different Bobby Jones has come along, and he's from Australia. Australia's won a lot of tournaments here in the last several weeks for some reason. But anyway, that's what our sportsmanship is about, that I want to plug that, because we had three rallies, sportsmanship for rallies. Keith Zimmer from the University of Nebraska, personal skills department, has helped us a lot. So we had 1,500 during the fall at Waverly. We had 4,500 at the beginning of the basketball season when the women played their first game in Pinnacle. And then we had 1,500 2 weeks ago. So we reached 7,500 middle school kids. And so the one here in Kearney was shared by UNK and UNL, and both groups did very good. And Mark Bauer finished up and did a great job of talking about being a good sport and being civil. We're not very civil in our society. We're not nice to each other as a rule. So maybe if we can get to these young people earlier, we can make a bigger impression upon them. So to me, the hardest thing in the world, Jim, is like that shot that the kid made from Kentucky to go shake the other guy's hand. I know they don't look each other in the eye, but at least they're respectful of their opponent. And I think that's another thing that we really want to make sure that we do. Respect your opponent, and I'm sure both teams will respect their opponents tonight. But that's all about sportsmanship, so it's important to us. And as you said, don't want to take up all your time. But October 5th at the Lead Center in Lincoln, we usually average about 750 people. I'm excited for the inductees. I want to congratulate those people that have been selected. Randy Cordes is the chair of our selection committee and has a cross-section of people on our board. I think there's about 11 or 12. Jerry Stein is probably our best statistician because he's great at that. And I think that they do a really good job. And I visited with our board the other day, and I'm reading a book about Joe Paterno, and the guy that wrote the book emphasized there's a difference between excellence and success. And you can be both, but lots of times in our society, if you have instant success, that's one thing. But if you have excellence, that's over a period of time. And I would suggest that the Hall of Fame for 20 years has had some excellence in terms of their induction classes. It's just not one good year. I think they've had a lot of good years, and I think this is an especially good year. Tim Miles, he's had success. He hasn't had excellence yet. KU's had excellence in basketball, along with successes. Yeah. And so I think sometimes we jump on the excellent bandwagon when there's successes. And I hope that Tim Miles has excellence.
Here, excellence here, Dick, in Nebraska.
Absolutely, not at North Dakota State or somewhere else. But I do appreciate the coverage you guys give everybody, and I'm amazed the number of people that you guys can get. You've got a great producer who makes all those calls for you.
He does great.
To get
he?
All those people on there. When you say ESPN, they think you're covering the world.
It's a good brand name.
But anyway, thanks a lot, and we do appreciate what you do, and if you'll promote the Hall of Fame a little bit here in the next several months, we'd appreciate it. Nebraska Sports Council has been good to us because they handle our ticketing, and I'll give you some of those addresses later.
All right, Dick, it sounds good. Yeah. We appreciate you coming in on a Monday, and we look forward to chatting again soon. Enjoy the spring and the golf season.
As Landon would say, sometimes Mondays are awfully blue.
Dick Beechner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is here. Now it's the time to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, Easter, with a bright, beautiful seasonal bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Best quality, best value, trust 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to spring flowers, everybody thinks of tulips. But 1-800-Flowers.com has an abundant bouquet of tulips perfect for this time of the year. It's called the Spring Tulip Bouquet. Full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. I already have it at home. Gorgeous. Limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com's got a very special offer. Order 30 tulips, and it'll come with a free box of chocolates. That's over $25 off the regular price. Order it now, 1-800-Flowers.com, from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name. Spring, hallelujah, is finally here.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated shower, thunder shower possible, especially in the midday and this afternoon with a high at 60. Northwest winds will turn breezy at 12 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 52.
There's a place where mornings are running this blue.
Doug and Daddy Show. I flat out forgot this was on last night. I'm going to tell you what. I flat out forgot the ACMs were on last year or last night. I knew that George Strait was going to be the Entertainer of the Year since he's going on this retirement tour and everybody loves him, and now the fans can vote and all that. But that's cool. That was going on last night. But obviously, Jimmy, we talked about it a little bit on Friday. But man, oh man, last night, I mean, were you as shocked as I was that The Undertaker was upset by Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania 30?
No, no.
That, saw it coming?
No, I did see it coming. Didn't know they wrestled.
There, it is funny what the camera captures. You know it's staged, but yet 70-something thousand people in the stands act like, you know, the Knicks just won the NBA championship this year, the expression on their face. But, Brock Lesnar, now king of the WWE world. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you over the weekend which team will get the NBA Eastern Conference final playoff spot, and half of you voted for the Knicks. 36% took the Hawks, and only 14% took the Cavaliers. But since that happened, we've got the Hawks in the lead right now for the division.
Yeah, the Hawks took down the Cavs on Saturday, I believe, to really kind of eliminate Cleveland. And then New York stumbled twice. So the Hawks looking pretty right now, despite the public take in New York.
And to stay with that theme, which team will not make the Western Conference playoffs? You've got four teams that are battling for three spots. Golden State is currently in sixth, Dallas seventh, Phoenix eighth, and Memphis is a game back with five to go, and they are in ninth. And the thing there about Memphis is they do play Phoenix and Dallas in the last two games of the year, so that could decide who gets into the playoffs. Who will be left out? I'm going to say Phoenix. That's who I'm voting for. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Thanks to Dick Buechner, one of those guys that we can have on the show and, for an hour straight and never be redundant, talking about something new, a wealth of knowledge, and talking about what's going on with the Hall of Fame. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Chuck Stevens in our line of work, the voice of Lincoln High School sports for more than 30 years. He's going in as with Dick under the contributor style there. So congratulations to Chuck Stevens also going in to the Hall of Fame. And again, that's October 5th in Lincoln. Other things over the weekend. We talked to Steve Anderson from Fauner Park. The Dowd Mile is just not Diamond Joe's race. It's just he hadn't lost in a year, but he's the only time he's lost now in the last year has been in the Dowd Mile. So that maybe sets up an interesting Bosselman here in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting race to come up, Doug. Yesterday they had a $118,000 pick six carryover pool at Aqueduct, and I was fortunate enough to hit 5 out of 6 and get back $48.
Oh, no.
The pick six paid $6,000. But I was really tickled to get that $48.
Did that cover your investment?
No.
Okay. All right. Who you got tonight? Connecticut or
yeah,
Kentucky?
I think UConn. I just like the way they played. I mean, they won by 10. They beat a real good Florida team. Their guards are tough. And Kentucky, don't get me wrong, I think Kentucky, but it'll be interesting to see. Are they going to lower their head and go to the hole? Because, I mean, what's going to happen here?
We'll see who officiates it. And also the women, we get what we, if you're a fan, who wouldn't want to see two undefeated teams play for the national championship? That doesn't happen in any sport,
yes,
except maybe football. And it's actually been a while since that's happened in football. Who you got tomorrow night? When we had that poll question a while back, I still think Notre Dame has got a great, great shot. I mean, I'm still going to take Notre Dame to beat Connecticut tomorrow. Would you like UConn? Or?
No, I'd probably lean to UConn, but it's been, like I said, we talked about this before. UConn could get the old daily double here.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
That'd be absolutely amazing. We touched on it for a moment, but the streak came to an end, and in this day and age of Twitter and Facebook and everything other grams that are out there, Insta, Snapchat, all that stuff that's out there that I can't keep up with, you knew almost right away Saturday, and it didn't come to an end, and I think this is probably a good thing. It wasn't like the relay team needed to finish third and they finished fourth. I mean, they got beat. The Kearney boys track team got beat by over 30 points by Millard West at the Columbus Invite on Saturday. 22 years since they had dropped the regular season meet, going all the way back to the 1993 Class A state meet was one of the last times that Kearney had fallen. What a run.
Yeah, it's a tremendous run. I mean, you know, I guess I'd rather talk about the run instead of that last meet myself. But I did talk to Buck Mahoney, and Buck said, hey, you know, if you really got all that, you put it all on piece of paper and what their best, you know, if you wrote down it, I mean, whatever they sent them into Columbus, you know, whatever the two schools said, hey, here's my best time and, you know, here's the best distance we've done. Mm-hmm. If you put all that in, it probably wasn't an upset. I mean, you know, if you went with the best thing, what was the upset was the fact that they'd won so many in a row. But yeah, what a tremendous streak. Just absolutely amazing that would happen that long. I mean, and you think about just what in your lifetime, you know, how many, you know, like, hey, when was the last time Kearney lost? You know, because this streak will be amazing. This will be something you'll talk about when people, I mean, you could be sitting anywhere and somebody go, hey, you know, I played on a basketball team and we won 37 in a row. And, yeah, we had a golf team. We won 15 straight. Hey, that's nothing because I'm from Kearney, Nebraska. I'll tell you where the streak is. Yeah. It's a track. Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's. And in typical, you know, I knew we mentioned Friday that Roger was getting into the Hall of Fame. We didn't talk about everybody that was getting in, but we threw that out. And Roger will be back on the Doug and Daddy show to talk about the Hall of Fame. But now I think I didn't want to necessarily just ask him to come on today or tomorrow because everybody's going to want to talk about the streak and not necessarily about the accomplishments that you said. But classic Roger Matheson, his quote in the World Herald after the loss, what am I going to do, jump in the lake? I'm going home and walking the dog.
Is that what he said?
That's what he told him. Yeah. That's classic. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
and they're going to be in contention in Omaha again.
You know, I mean, well, here's the thing of it is I mean, you know, there's a couple things you just don't say. And one, hey, we'll win the next 100. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, there's some things you just, you know, you go, hey, I mean, you just move on and you knew this was going to happen at some time. I mean, that's why streaks are there, you know, so.
And also a couple of other sports notes. We're into the final week of spring ball for the Huskers. Hastings and UNK will also be winding down here in the next few days. They'll all go through some form of a scrimmage. Of course, Nebraska is in front of a 60,000 or more fans at the spring game, which is at 2:00. But Coach Pelini, they long post game or post practice interview session with the media, catching up with the coach. But it seemed to me that he really talked a lot about trying to find the backups or the next guy to emerge of all the guys that are competing for spots. Like the depth chart is pretty wide open, it sounds like, after the number ones right now. And again, I've heard him mention he's had good things to say about Riker Fife in the past, battling for the quarterback position. And I continue to hear the name Jack Gangwish out of Wood River. And let's see. I mean, he said some great things about Jack again after practice on Saturday that most people wouldn't normally get to see or hear or note about that. But another young man I hope to keep an eye on here. You know that Mr. Stirrup over at from Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be playing a lot this year, it looks like. So let's see if Jack Gangwish starts to see some significant playing time.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, well, I'll say this for Coach Pelini. And after his press conference when they got beat by Iowa, and I watched that, and he was very sincere about, you know, some things that, hey, this wasn't easy. And, you know, some of the media, you know, some of the negative things that you said did not help our football team. And he was being very sincere when he said that. He wasn't just pointing the finger at other people. Said, hey, he was pissed.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And he went on and made some comments. And you could tell he was under a lot of stress about his job and what was going to happen. And when they came back out and said, hey, we're back behind you and we've got this, and he kind of finds out that he's got this reassurance that more people are behind Bo Pelini right now. Boy, he's being a lot more positive with everybody. His attitude's changed. And Bo's always been positive about Nebraska football. I mean, hey, we got beat, but we're going to get this fixed. We'll fix this. He's always been real positive. And I do like this about him, is he talked about the red-white game a little bit this year. And he said that, hey, we maybe can't just go out and have a total game like this. We're going to have to score this a little different because we could be putting some people in some positions where they could get hurt. Physically, they're going to get outmanned. And, that's caring about your whole program and stuff, and you're looking at the whole deal. So I like the way Bo has continued to stay real positive and being real positive, and I like that. I think that's going to be better than being the negative about, I don't know what's wrong with our football team this year, and I don't know what's going on. And if say, I don't like that attitude. I like the positiveness. And like I said, I like bringing up players around our area and being positive about them.
And there's a couple of other notes to talk about that concern Nebraska football from over the weekend. And one of those is Nebraska gets another commit. And this quarterback, interesting story. And he was from Sweden. He came to the United States, had a tremendous sophomore season at California, his first full season of actually playing the sport. However, he got banged up a little bit his junior year. Then his family moved to Texas, so he was at Denton, and he's getting ready for that. Kevin Dillman had offers from Auburn, Florida State, Tennessee, and UCLA.
And he committed to Nebraska, is that correct, you say?
Yes.
Hey, that is good.
So that's what you've got there. And then you've also got the quarterback from Miami of Florida. Their starter tore his ACL in a non-contact drill, and that is Nebraska's main non-conference opponent as he is going to be out for the Hurricanes. Ryan Williams, their quarterback's name.
In a non-contact drill, yeah. Isn't that something?
So he is out, and without him, the Canes will turn to redshirt freshman Kevin Olson, who is working with the second team. Third-string quarterback is Gray Crow. They've got a couple of true freshmen, but they don't join the team till this summer, so they're going to be hurting right now at quarterback.
Do we play them week three? Is that right? Week three? Okay.
Yeah. So those are the headlines there. Nebraska baseball. Do I feel good or bad? I feel good that they went 3-0. I feel good that they had a good pitching performance, but they continue to struggle offensively at home. Ohio State's got to be banging their head against the wall. They've lost their last six conference games. They didn't take any from Indiana or Nebraska, but they're supposed to beat everybody else. But it's hard to sweep, and Nebraska found a way to do it, and they did it in exciting fashion. Two of the three games they did on their last at bat.
Yeah, that was something Nebraska needed here. They've got to win some games, in the conference and have some success so they can get into the tournament.
And they need now, because this week, five games, and they play at Creighton tomorrow, and then they host Kansas State on Wednesday. Now these midweek games, which for a while, even when Nebraska wasn't great, they were winning those games. They don't win them all the time anymore, and they need to right now. They need to beat Creighton. They need to beat your Kansas States. They need to win these midweek games. They went 1-1 against Arkansas last week, and I'm totally fine with that. That's a good program, and to get one at Arkansas, outstanding. But they need to definitely beat Kansas State on Wednesday. The Wildcats have had their number. Usually they go 2-1 against Creighton, maybe 3-0, but we'll see if they can get a couple before this weekend. They go up to Minnesota against another 1,000-win coach.
Doug, good point. And I'm not for sure. You guys might know, but it seems to me that it's possible that our midweek games are a little tougher than they used to be. I remember we used to play like Northern Colorado, maybe, and we'd take on. There was a team out of Chicago that the score won.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it was like 50-4.
Illinois.
You know what I mean? That game.
Now you're dating yourself.
Yeah.
Now you're dating yourself.
But
Wichita State's still on there. We used to play Iowa, but now we're Iowa in the conference, so we play Kansas State. So there's a flip flop there.
And Kansas State's gotten a lot better.
And you get Arkansas midweek. Mm-hmm. In Northern Colorado is still on there. And then you get Creighton three times. Sometimes you play a Wednesday game, sometimes you don't. That's usually a Tuesday game. UNK baseball, 2-2 again on the road. You're going to take that. Northeastern State, Hastings College split a pair yesterday with Briar Cliff. In softball, UNK and Hastings went 1-3. The Huskers went 2-1 at Illinois, and they are home Tuesday, Wednesday, and then for a three-game series with Iowa this weekend. Loper volleyball team, 2-1 over the weekend. They lost to Iowa State at the Cyclone Invite, but beat Northern Iowa and UNO. And the Tri-City Storm, ended the season with two losses there, including a shootout on the final night to Lincoln. They end the year at 21-35-4. We'll take a break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do.
He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You know that I'm impatient. I hate wasting time. To me, the biggest waste of time, going to the post office. Dreadful. Not just the drive there, finding parking and waiting. Oh, you know all about GERT. That's why I love stamps.com. No GERT. You can bring all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you use your own computer, and you use your own printer. Then you just hand it to your mail carrier. Finally get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule, not circling the post office behind that big fat car. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7, no lines. Never waste your time or effort again. You need Stamps.com. We all do. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, get there. Click on the mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. I'm impatient. You're impatient. Go to Stamps.com. They figure out the patient.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, tonight it'll be someone's one shining moment. And who will that be? Kentucky or Connecticut? Tip-off is at 8:10 tonight. And if you want that one shining moment when you finish up your year in the field, you'll have a little help from TNL Irrigation to make sure that the coin in your bank account is exactly what you're looking for. Get the most from your field with everything that you can get at TNL Irrigation, including some of their new technology. As we've been telling you, the Precision Point Control 3 with GPS allows you to control speed, direction, and gun and auto stop locations with GPS right from home. The TLP PC3 combined with TNL's continuously moving hydrostatic power design gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So find out more by going to your local TNL dealer or online, TLIRR.com. TNL irrigation systems are proven technology that work and easier on you for a lifetime. I think we've nailed just about everything while we're talking basketball, though. Of course, a lot of the youngsters have attended Mike Trader's basketball camps over the years. You can go to TradersCamp.com with a S, TradersCamp.com. And the overnight commuter camps will be in early June and July. They have them all over the place. Central Community College in Columbus, Doan, Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings College. And so check all of that out at TradersCamp.com. The individual camp open for those 8 years old through 11th grade, and many camps throughout the summer to hone your basketball skills with some great camp technicians there at the Mike Trader basketball camp.
Yeah, Mike Trader knew quite a bit about the game. I'll guarantee you one thing. And hey, I'll tell you one thing. If you're kind of soft and you really don't work real hard at basketball, I'll guarantee you after the camp's over, you won't be.
Yeah, I think Coach Trader, Coach Kropp kind of broke out of the same mold.
I think they're a little hard-nosed. Yeah. You know, they're taught about the Kropp family and what they did. Bill Kropp, I student taught for his dad at Grand Island High, and very nice to me, really a nice guy. You know, here I am, a young kid walking in here, haven't done a thing in my life, you know what I mean? And he treated me really well and let me teach the class, and, you know, and I really enjoyed my experience with him, and you know, and boy, did he put out some good people and, you know, some good athletes in sports. And, you know, like you said, Dick, it's not all about Tom, but he'll tell you, Tom wasn't bad.
There's no doubt about it for old Coach Kropp. I'm going to watch a basketball game tonight. Who do you think, Jimmy? Because I'm going to say this. Yes, they're there. These are not the two best teams in America playing tonight. Okay, maybe Kentucky finally got there. Fine. Great. Who's the best team right now? Who are you sad that is not playing tonight? Who did you see?
Wichita State. I thought Wichita State. I felt that the NCAA committee, and you said this on the show, Doug. You said this, and you might have forgot it, but you'll remember it after I tell you. You said immediately. I said, you know, it would be nice if Kansas State could upset Kentucky. Wichita State would be playing Kansas State. And that's kind of like everybody was talking about Nebraska and Creighton. You know, hey, wouldn't this be great, Nebraska? I said, well, I'll tell you another game that's really intriguing to me. But I said, boy, this Kentucky, how did they get to be, you know, a 9-8 seed? I mean, they got through playing Florida a one-point game. How did these guys get, you know, they beat some pretty good teams. So I'm kind of looking at it going, how did this get to be a 9-8 thing? So I felt bad that Wichita State, why isn't Wichita State maybe playing tonight against Kentucky? Or maybe they could have played, you know, a little bit, maybe last night. But Wichita State ended up losing, and they were 34-0 or whatever they were. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like maybe they got the raw end of the stick a little bit here about a team, because at least Florida got to win four games. It's fun to win four games. Go to the Final Four, you know, go to the Sweet 16. You know, I mean, and I thought Wichita State just maybe deserved a little bit better of not having to play somebody that good that fast.
I will find out how good Michigan State was tonight if UConn can win the game. Then I would be pointing Michigan State. I got to thinking, just as you were talking there, most of the teams that went out of the tournament, and I'm still bitter with Florida, maybe that's it, but most of the teams, looking for some statistical backing here, that went out of the tournament that were good, that were high seeds, went out in just crazy, you know, right down to the wire fashion. I mean, Wichita State could have won. It went down to the last shot. Virginia against Michigan State could have won. Went down to the last shot. Arizona went right down to the end before they were knocked out by Wisconsin. And then
San Diego State played Arizona pretty good. You know,
Florida didn't.
Yeah, and you know,
Florida didn't.
And you know what really was disappointing to me is I kind of was trying to beat Florida in the tournament, and I tried it with UCLA. And how did they play so well against UCLA that night? Because
yeah,
UCLA didn't play that bad.
No.
Just Florida looked really good.
Yeah, they look like the national championship team there on that one.
How about you, Doug? Which team do you think? I said Wichita State. Which team did you have that you thought maybe, boy, just with a little break here, a little break there, they could have been in the finals tonight?
Well, there's no doubt that Wisconsin, Michigan, and Wichita State, who all lost to Kentucky, were the ones that were on the wrong end of those three-point shots or those shots at the end.
Yeah.
Any of those could be playing tonight. And you know what? The only other team that you can say could be there, I think, is Michigan State, because they lost to UConn. Maybe Iowa State, if they hadn't got hurt. I mean, you look at the teams that these two teams beat to get there, are probably the most deserving. So, but, Michigan, and Wisconsin's in the Final Four, so they got there. You know, Michigan could have been there. I mean, Wichita State, you're exactly right. Maybe Virginia. I mean, they were a bucket away, but they lost to Michigan State, who lost to Connecticut. So I want to thank Dick Beecher for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, more on the High School Hall of Fame. We'll recap the national championship game. We'll get a little bit of the preview for the women's game, which is a battle of unbeatens, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and a whole lot more. So we'll see you then on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!